Next, we have our first feature. This is our regular history slot brought to us by Richard Matthew, who this month continues to tell us about Norwich street names.
This month's local history feature continues the theme of the origin of some of the Norwich street names, which we covered 2 months ago. In the previous feature, I mentioned the Danish invaders and how the gate ending of some road names derives from their language. A different reminder of the invaders is given by the name Tombland. One might guess that this referred to a graveyard, but in fact it is from an Old Norse or Danish word meaning empty space, and this is where the market was before the Norman invasion of 1066. The Normans built the cathedral and moved the market from Tombland to its present site. It has recently been used as the title of an historical novel about Kett's Rebellion. A reminder of how Norwich has received waves of immigrants as opposed to invaders is Zipfel's Court in Magdalene Street. The Zipfels were a 19th century family of clockmakers who settled in Norwich after leaving their home in the Black Forest of Germany, and they continued to trade in Norwich until the 1970s. There are a number of rather curious names, such as Labour in Vain Yard, Heart's Ease, and Rampant Horse Street. Labour in Vain Yard is off Guildhall Hill, and like a number of Norwich yards, is named after a pub which stood here. But what is the origin of the pub name? The name Labour in Vain is taken from the Old Testament, Psalm 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labour in vain that build it. But quite why a pub was given this name is unknown. Heartsease Lane and the Heartsease Estate and Pub are well known, but one suspects that the origin of the name is not widely known. Heartsease is in fact a common European wildflower, in earlier times much used for its potency in love charms. It also had a number of delightful popular names such as Johnny Jump Up, Heart's Delight, Tickle My Fancy, Jack Jump Up and Kiss Me, Come and Cuddle Me, Three Faces in a Hood, Love in Idleness, and Pink of My John. But it isn't known why the estate was given this name. The Heartsease Estate was built upon the site of RAF Mousehold Heath, a World War I airfield used by the Royal Flying Corps, which gave its name to Aerodrome Road, in the same area off Plumstead Road. Rampant Horse Street is also named after a pub, and now demolished. The pub name derives from the name of a particular coat of arms, showing a horse standing on one hind foot with its forefeet in the air, known as a horse rampant. Another slightly strange name, with a link to Rampant Horse Street, is Unthank Road. The name is taken from the Unthank family, who originated in the village of Unthank in Northumberland. William Unthank Sr. was an astute businessman, and between 1758 and 1790, he ran a number of businesses in St. Stephen's. He also rented coaches, and his home at 2 Rampant Horse Street was convenient for the inn where stagecoaches to London departed. His son, also William, trained to be a solicitor and started to acquire property and land, with considerable holdings across Norfolk and land in Eton and Higham, today known as the Golden Triangle. His son, Clement William, received the lion's share of the Unthank estate when his father died in 1837, aged 77. Clement fell in love with Mary Ann Musket of Intwood Hall, a few miles south of Norwich, and it's said that he rode his horse along a sandy back lane to visit her, and that lane became Unthank Road. Hotblack Road, off Dereham Road, conjures up images of road laying and tarmac, but in fact it commemorates the family of John Hotblack, who was a boot and shoe manufacturer in the 19th century, when Norwich was still one of the country's major shoe producers. Hotblack's factory was in Mountergate, off Rose Lane, and the Hotblack family lived next door in St. Faith's House. As well as textiles, mustard, boots and shoes, etc., Norwich is also famous for the 19th century Norwich School of Artists. Two of the most well-known members are John Sell Cotman and John Crome, who both have roads named after them. Lound Road, off Coleman Road, commemorates a less well-known but very accomplished artist, Thomas Lound, 1802 to 1861. He was a painter and etcher of local landscapes, but instead of scrabbling for a living, as many members of the Norwich Society of Artists did, he worked as a manager in the family brewing business. He was employed by the brewery of Thompson, Stackhouse & Co. on King Street, which later became Morgan's Brewery, one of the big four Norwich breweries in the first half of the 20th century. Our final road name is Binion Gardens, Taverham, which is rather appropriate soon after Remembrance Sunday, as it is named after Lawrence Binion, best known for his poem written in 1914, For the Fallen, which commemorates those killed in the First World War. The fourth stanza of the poem is often read at remembrance ceremonies. They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.